The down shuttle had only two other passengers, both obviously station personnel on regular business. Harris tried to relax. The shuttle's battered interior did nothing to promote its passengers' confidence, and endured the rough ride silently. Sure enough, the shuttle station on planet was almost empty. The clerk ignored her request for a communications console and simply led her out the door. A big green truck huffed clouds of smelly exhaust at her, and a thin, dark-haired girl leaned out the window.
You for the stable? The captain?
Right.
If the girl didn't say her name, she wouldn't, though she could see no watchers. The girl pushed open the other door, and Harris climbed up. She had seen no sign of customs checks. Did they let anyone on and off the planet without even checking identification?
Lady Cecilia's really glad you're here. Sorry about that. Corey was supposed to have fixed the transmission. It's the road, really. It shakes everything loose.
She was already driving at a speed that made Harris nervous, ignoring the warning signs as she approached the road beyond the shuttle port. The truck leaped forward into a gap between another truck loaded with square bales of hay and one hauling livestock. Harris didn't recognize the animals. Dark, large, and hairy.
I'm Drew. I'm one of the grooms, and I always get stuck with the driving.
The truck swayed as she put on speed and overtook the hay truck ahead. Harris found herself staring fixedly out the side window. She didn't want to know about oncoming traffic.
Everyone else has wrecked the truck at least twice. And Mary, that's Meredith Lund, Lady Cecilia's partner, said I was to do all the driving. Well, don't worry. We've got a load of feed back there. It'll keep us on the road.
Harris tried to unclench her own hands from the seat. If she died in a feed truck driven by a crazed groom, it would at least be unique. No Serrano she'd ever heard of had done that. She began to notice the countryside, the gently rolling terrain, the trees edging fields fenced for horses, the horses themselves.
How is she?
Lady Cecilia? Better. When she got here, she couldn't do more than lie in the bed and twitch. Now she can walk a little, with supports. She can spell things out on a keyboard, and there's a voice synthesizer. She's ridden again.
Ridden?
Well, riding therapy, not real riding. On a horse, though. They tried to fit her with some kind of artificial vision things. Looked like something out of a Monster Adventure entertainment cube. Metal contact lenses. She can feed herself and things like that. Of course, I haven't seen all this. It's what I hear. You taking her away?
Whatever she wants. If she still needs medical care,
she needs to kill the bitch who did it to her.
Harris was startled. Aside from her driving, she had seemed like such a nice girl. Not at all violent.
There we are. See the gates?
Harris didn't pick out the gates, surrounded by a thicker clump of trees, until Drew swerved through them. Harris barely grabbed hold in time, but Drew seemed to think the turn routine. On the graveled road, or drive, beyond the gates, Drew slowed down a little and grinned at Harris.
You didn't squeak once. Most outsiders do. That girl Broon, for instance.
Were you testing me, or just being efficient?
A little of both. We're very fond of Lady Cecilia. Wanted to know if her friends were tough enough to do her any good. There's the place.
The place. Brick house and brick and stone stable yard. Harris recognized it from the hollow in Cecilia's study aboard the yacht. Here the horses were real, black and bay and chestnut and gray. Here the stable cat lounged on a pile of saddle pads waiting to be washed. A dog sprawled in the sun. Someone waved to the truck and pointed. Drew swung away from the stable gate to follow a track around one side.
They want the feed in the old barn. Won't take but a few minutes. You can walk through to the house.
Harris felt scared and angry with herself for that. She did not want to see the ruin of the woman she had come to respect and even love. She reminded herself that Cecilia, locked in the dark in a helpless body, must have been more terrified, with more reason. She felt her hands cramping and tried to unclench them. Cecilia was better. She'd been told Cecilia was better. But that single image she'd seen of the motionless body, the expressionless face, stayed in her mind's eye. She could imagine nothing between that and Cecilia well, and Cecilia was a long way from well. She walked through the stable yard, the forecourt, up to the graceful little porch on the big house. She felt she knew it. Cecilia had talked about it enough. But inside, it looked more like a medical center. Parallel bars and weight machines, surrounded by colored mats to the right. Massive gray cabinets that might house anything at all to the left. Ahead were the stairs. And coming down, step by careful step, the tall, lean figure she had been afraid to see lying flat, helpless. Over and under her loose shirt and slacks, Harris could see tubes and wires, the structure and electronic connections that let her walk. One hand clamped to the rail, and the other lay atop a box-like machine attached to the wide belt around her waist. Her eyes looked odd. Some kind of contact lenses, Harris decided, though they looked opaque. A headband flickered, red and green. What was that? Beside her, but not touching her, was a competent-looking woman with dark hair in a thick braid. She looked up and smiled at Harris.
You must be Captain Serrano. We heard Drew's truck go by.
Yes, I am. I'm glad to see you up again, m'lady.
Clearly, it was a struggle to smile. The movement of her face was deliberate. Her left hand moved over the top of the box at her waist.
I'm glad to see you. I heard you driving in.
Harris couldn't think what to say. She wanted to stare, to figure out what each blinking light, tube, and cable was for, but she didn't want to embarrass Cecilia.
How is my ship?
Harris shook herself. She could certainly talk about the ship.
She's a mess, frankly. I don't know how much you've heard. We had to yank her out of the decorators, bare naked, and make a run for it. The king asked a favor of me. It was hinted that my taking it would ensure your safety.
And you did it?
I'm working on it. Perhaps you'd like to sit down?
That ungainly figure poised on the stairs made her nervous.
I want to go.
Harris scowled, uncertain what Cecilia meant and unwilling to ask. The other woman on the stairs touched Cecilia's arm lightly.
May I explain? You said it was urgent.
Yes.
Cecilia continued her slow, difficult progress on down the stairs. The other woman moved with her but spoke to Harris.
Lady Cecilia's competency hearing ended yesterday. She's recovered her memory of the incident that started all this some weeks ago, including who administered the drug, but she hasn't told the court yet. She didn't want that person to know she had the memory because it imperiled her family.
Back on Rockhouse, where's Brun?
She sent Brun, as soon as she recovered the memory, to warn her family, discreetly, against the individual. Anyway, because of the competency hearing, the person who injured her now knows where she is. And because the magistrates ruled in her favor, her ID is now flagged active on the universal data nets. She has to presume the individual knows that and will take action. None of us feel that Rotterdam is safe for her anymore. Passenger service is infrequent, and in her condition, she still needs medical attendance. We had thought of sending her off on the same ship that carried her lawyers, but that ship is known.
That's easy. The yacht looks terrible right now, but it's roomy and safe, and we're not using its original ID beacon. How many people will she need along?
But if they've seen you at the spaceport...
The station master saw to it that no one did. The only one of my crew who has permission to leave the ship is a woman who joined us the day we left Rockhouse. They won't associate her with me or Lady Cecilia. Let's get things packed and on the way.
Lady Cecilia, how soon could you be ready to leave?
Now. Go, pack. Let me talk to Harris.
We'll need comfort items. We have only minimal bedding. You might want to load that sort of thing.
She told me her yacht had had a swimming pool. Is that operational?
Yes. Though again, the walls in the gym are bare. We had the pool filled in the Guerny Republic. And that's what I wanted to tell you, m'lady. The doctors believe that the neurochemical assault you suffered is very similar to what was done to the prince. If so, it may be reversible. However, they will need a detailed history and your own tissues to work on. I can take you there if you want to risk it.
Yes, I trust you.